P-38. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. William Godfrey's gaze intensified, growing impatient and increasingly concerned by Leisha's lack of decisive action in dealing with their hostile armed visitors. "That thug thinks Piper is in here," he spat in fury, "and he's standing on the doorstep with a gun in his hand. We can't let them go. We can't afford to bring them to the rest of the group for questioning in case they're tracked with a device or even a chip of some kind, and I know you vowed not to use the deep dive again. We know who sent them anyway. I was tipped off precisely because the idiots who gave the orders are so sloppy, and we have no choice but to deal with this decisively and immediately. Leisha, do it. There's no misunderstanding and no sob story here. They're hired guns." Without breaking eye contact, the typically placid but not strictly pacifistic alien sharply turned his right hand as though twisting a doorknob. Only then did Godfrey look away, glancing at the screen to see both men slump lifelessly to the ground. "Thank you," he said. "Now empty their pockets and deal with the bodies. Whatever you did with the two in Denver, do that." Leisha's eyes followed Godfrey's, taking in the sight on the screen. His shoulders seemed to fall slightly, almost but not quite imperceptibly. "I made that call," Godfrey said. "But they made their own beds. None of this is on you, Leisha. If Clark had been here instead of either one of us, they wouldn't have gotten off so lightly." Still, Leisha said nothing. He disappeared in a flash, the subsidence of which left Godfrey alone in the living room looking at a camera feed which relayed an empty doorstep. Too little time passed for Godfrey to think about anything much at all, and before he knew it, another flash filled his vision. When this one subsided, he found himself in the hallway of Phil Norris's old farmhouse in Eastview. Clark McCarthy stood alone, guarding the property from that central vantage point and with a familiar-looking security tablet in his hand. "Well?" he asked. Godfrey turned around and breathed an enormous sigh of relief at the sight of Leisha, having momentarily wondered if the alien, clearly having been unhappy with what he'd been asked to do, despite ultimately proving willing to do it, might have been sufficiently upset to have left for New Kerguelen. Leisha walked towards Clark with two full hands and presented the elder McCarthy brother with two firearms and two phones. "What the fuck happened?" Clark asked, glancing between Leisha and Godfrey. "He did what had to be done," Godfrey answered on the alien's behalf. "Reluctantly, he did what had to be done. I'll tell you the rest downstairs with the others." Leisha looked to the ground, appearing stricken by guilt or something like it. "Hey," Clark said, placing the confiscated weapons and phones on a sideboard in the hallway before putting a hand on each of Leisha's shoulders. "Whatever is going on, they're the bad guys here. They threatened us and you protected us. Thank you, Leisha. We'll pay you back for all of this stuff you're doing for us, however we can. I promise." Leisha eventually met Clark's eyes. "Thank you," he said, performing a strikingly human, if breathless, sighing gesture after sending the thought. "A promise I make is a promise I keep," Clark added, patting Leisha's shoulders twice before picking up the phone and trying to unlock it. "Meantime, let's see what we've got here."